Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Sraja Jana Ranjana 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 Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Jai Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandan Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandan Raja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja 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 Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya, Jaya Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. 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 Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 12. Dhruva Maharaj goes back to Godhead. Text 19.
Sadatasha vimanagram nabhaso vatara dhruva vibhrajaya dashadisho rakapatimivoditam sadatasha vimanagriyam nabhaso vatara dhruva Vibhrajyaya dhashadisho rakapatimivoritam sadadarsha vimanagriyam nabhaso vataradhruva Vibhrajyaya dhashadisho rakapatimivoritam.
Word for word equivalents.
Sa. He, dadarsha, saw, vimana,
an airplane,
agriyam,
very beautiful,
nabhasa,
from the sky,
avatarat,
descending,
dhruva
maharaj,
Vibhrajayat,
illuminating.
Darsha,
10.
Disha,
directions.
Rakapatin,
the full moon.
Iva,
like.
Uditam,
visible. Translation. As soon as the symptoms of his liberation were manifest, he saw a very beautiful airplane coming down from the sky, as if the brilliant full moon were coming down, illuminating all the 10 directions. Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. There are different levels of acquired knowledge. Direct knowledge. Knowledge received from authorities, transcendental knowledge, knowledge beyond the senses, and finally, spiritual knowledge. When one surpasses the stage of acquiring knowledge by the descending process, he is immediately situated on the transcendental platform.
Dhruva Maharaj,
being liberated from the material concept of life, was situated in transcendental knowledge and could perceive the presence of a transcendental airplane which was as brilliant as the full moonlight. This is not possible in the stages of direct or indirect perception of knowledge.
S
Such knowledge is a special favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. One can, however, rise to this platform of knowledge by the gradual process of advancing in devotional service or Krishna consciousness.
Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unritam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurubhe Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Utapadakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Lalit Raghunatanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Kuruna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Sadadarsha Vimana Griyam Nabhaso Vataradruva Vibhrajaya Dashadrisho Rakapatim Ivoditam. Srila Prabhupada speaks in this purport about levels of acquired knowledge direct knowledge is that which we perceive from our senses. In the Sanskrit language, this is called pratyaksha praman. It means perceived knowledge, direct through our senses, through these indriyas. We have eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and skin. These five indriyas are considered knowledge-gathering senses. Through them, we receive pratyaksha praman, pratyaksha jnana, knowledge from direct perception. This knowledge is not the most reliable, right? Because if I have a cup of water and I put a spoon inside, when I look at it, it looks like the spoon is broken into two pieces due to what is known as refraction. So this pratyaksha is bewildering in so many ways. That's just one very simple example. More serious implications of this pratyaksha is that I'm looking at this body. If the body gets pinched, I'm feeling pain, and so I think that I'm this body. That is the major malfunction with pratyaksha, that we think I'm this body. This whole world is set up to convince us that I'm this body because we desire to be independent enjoyer, separate from God. We desire to forget about spiritual life. We desire to think I'm this independent controller. Someone is thinking I'm a man. Someone's thinking I'm a woman. I'm a child. I'm an American. I'm an Indian. I'm a Democrat. I'm a Republican. So many material designations which are all based on this one thing, pratyaksha praman. But all these divisions are artificial, and they create so much strife in the world. The whites against the blacks, the men against the women, like that. This pratyaksha praman needs to be transcended if there will be any real understanding Dehinosmin yata dehe komaram yoganam jara tata dehantara prapti dhiras patranam muhyati.
If we want to be dhira and we don't want to be muhyati, we want to be sober and we don't want to be bewildered anymore, then we need to overcome this pratyaksha praman, which is telling me that I'm a young man, and therefore I need a young woman. I'm a young woman, I need a young man. I'm an American, so I need to be a patriot, or I'm this and that. These artificial designations had a beginning at one point in time. They grow for some time, just like the body of a child grows to a young man. They produce some byproducts. They give some children, for example. They dwindle, and then they disappear. They're temporary. So if we, the eternal soul, identify with any of these material products, whether it be the designation that I'm a man or a woman, an American or an Indian, because those things are temporary and I'm eternal, when those things disappear, I will suffer. Because I'm thinking that's me. When the body dies, I think I'm dying. And therefore, I'm in anxiety. The whole world is afraid of death. They're afraid of old age also. In traditional cultures, the elderly people are respected. But we put our old people in a home called elderly home so that we don't see them. Because we're afraid to see old people. Because we will be old one day. And we don't like it. That's why on the billboards advertising products and services, you never see old people. You always see sweet young people smiling. Because that's what we think we are eternally. In fact, in the spiritual world, we are eternal. Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam. The Supreme Lord is eternal, and He has produced so many eternal living entities from Himself. Eko bahu nam yobidithati kama. But the body of in this material world is temporary. So, when we... That's another point. But on the issue of direct perception, we have to learn that these materially blunt senses will not give us access to that transcendental world. Now, there's a stage above that called hearing from authorities. Like, you go to college and you don't know physics, so you learn from the physics teacher. He's someone who knows. I can't get that knowledge just through my pratyaksha praman. I need shabda praman. I need to hear from that person who's an authority. Now we're still speaking materially. We're talking about relative knowledge, material knowledge, that you receive from authorities also. Like, as a child, you don't know who your father is until your mother tells you this is your father. So that's material, but you're hearing from an authority. Otherwise, if you try the scientific method to approach every man, is this my father? Let me test. Is this my father? Let me test. That's not intelligent. You simply ask the mother, who's my father, and she knows. This is hearing from authority. Srila Prabhupada is writing in the purport that if someone can transcend, can surpass that stage of acquiring knowledge by hearing from authorities, then one is immediately situated on transcendental platform. So what is he talking about? This transcendental platform of knowledge means the realization that there is an impersonal spiritual effulgence everywhere. And that you'll find in every culture. In India, in Sanskrit language, it's called Brahma, Brahman. And in China, they call it Tao. In English, we've translated the Native American phrase as Great Spirit. There, every culture has some idea of an all-pervasive impersonal oneness or great light, something like this. This is transcendental. It's the beginning of transcendental knowledge, spiritual realization. That we can actually get to simply by the senses we have, because we're blessed with the human form of life. We can all come to that level without any aid of Shastra, just through mature realization of common human intelligence. We can come to realize that there is an all-pervasive oneness, because we see that I'm alive, I'm breathing,
the plants and animals, they are also alive and breathing. But when killed, the body rots. So there's something besides the body which is animating the body. Otherwise, the bodies would be eternal. This living spirit is a manifestation of that transcendental, all-pervasive life force. So this is the elementary knowledge, basic knowledge, which everyone has access to, but it's not the end. Above that is the what Prabhupada is describing in this purport, as knowledge beyond the senses. So this is knowledge that we cannot acquire through pratyaksha or through any mature deliberation. This is simply the causeless mercy of the Lord. He appears in the heart as super soul. He gives us intelligence to do whatever it is that we want to do, either materially or spiritually. For example, in animals, this knowledge is manifest as what we call in the Western world instinct. Instinct is a term that means I don't know how they got that ability. It's the scientist's way of putting a label on it when in reality they have no idea how it works. They call it instinct. A bird can build a nest, right? But can an MIT graduate build a nest like a bird, right? He can never do that. Even with all of his PhDs, he'll never build a bird's nest. And the bird can do it, and the mother bird never shows the baby how to do it, but he knows how to do it. And they say instinct, because they don't know. They're bluffing. They put a label on it to sound like they know, but they don't know. They're cheating. This knowledge comes from within the heart. And we hear from Shastra, who is the provider of this knowledge? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Hrde She Arjuna Tishtati, I'm in the heart guiding everyone, giving them this knowledge. So this is also, this manifestation of Krishna who's within everyone's heart is known as Paramatma, or Kshodakshayi Vishnu. This Vishnu manifestation is giving guidance to, like we just mentioned, the animals. But in human life, Atato Brahma Jignasa, he gives knowledge, he gives us the intelligence to inquire into Brahman. This is the difference between humans and animals. You're here in the Bhagavatam class. But if a dog comes in the building, he can't be in the Bhagavatam class. He'll simply run around and smell the shoes and things like this. So that's the distinction. Human is described as rational animal. So if you take away rational, he's simply an animal. Dvapadi pashu, two-legged animal. So if we want to rise beyond this platform of animal life, we have to use our intelligence to surrender to that super soul who's within the heart. So we've described Brahma, Paramatma, and finally, Srila Prabhupada writes that spiritual knowledge is the highest, and that is knowledge of Krishna himself. Ishvara Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarvakarna Karanam. We hear from Sri Brahma in Brahma Samhita information about that Supreme Personality of Godhead, whom otherwise we would never have information about. He is the cause of all causes, he is the supreme controller, and his body is eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. He has no cause, and he is the cause of all causes. This is information that we could never acquire through pratyaksha praman, anuman praman, or shabda praman from ordinary material sources. We need that transcendental shabda praman, which is coming from shastra, from guru, from sadhus.
Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Nabhavit Rahyam Indriyai Sevan Mukhehi Jivadao Swayam Eva Svaratyara. Srila Rupa Goswami explains that we cannot understand the transcendental name, form, quality, and pastimes of the Lord through our materially contaminated senses. Only when we become spiritually saturated by transcendental service to the Lord are all the transcendental names, forms, qualities, and pastimes of the Lord revealed by Him to us. And in Bhagavad Gita, the sixth chapter also explains, I think it's verse 8 and 9. He's describing the qualities, Krishna's describing the qualities of this knowledge. Jnana vijnana tritatma kutasto vijetindriya yukta uchate yogi samaloshtashma kanchana. A person is said to be established in self-realization and is called a yogi or mystic when he is fully satisfied by virtue of acquired knowledge and realization. Such a person is situated in transcendence and is self-controlled. He sees everything, whether it be pebbles, stones, or gold, as the same. And the next verse. Suhrin mitrarya dushdashina madhyashta dvesha bandhushu sadhush vipapi chapapeshu samabudhir vishishyate. A person is considered still further advanced when he regards honest well-wishers, affectionate benefactors, the neutral mediators, the envious friends and enemies, the pious and the sinners, all with an equal mind. That the essence is that knowledge should lead to a development of a change of heart. If we're still conditioned by our desires to gratify the senses, the mind, the pushings of anger, of the urge to speak, then we actually don't have knowledge. We've acquired only the semblance of knowledge, book knowledge, but we haven't acquired real realization of that knowledge. And therefore, we may be able to speak so much philosophy, but we won't be able to live up to the messages which we talk about. In this stage of hypocrisy, we suffer because we're trying to speak enlightened philosophy and yet our actions betray our example. Krishna speaks about this to Arjuna in the second chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Says in the 11th verse, Ashochan Anvashochang Stwam Pragna Vadang Chabhashase Gatasung Agatasung Cha Nanu Shochanti Pandita. The Supreme Personality of God had said, while speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor for the dead. So if we're miserable, and we may have so much philosophy, but who will care for our philosophy if they see that we're miserable people? They're not going to want to be like us if we're miserable. If we approach someone and say, Krishna's the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but we're all depressed ourselves, they'll think, why should I take your philosophy if the result is to remain depressed like you? So if we want to truly spread this Krishna consciousness movement, first we must be Krishna conscious in a realized way, not simply on the platform of words. The platform of words is very good. It's the beginning, and we should not abandon it. But at the same time, we should be constantly striving to go deeper. We're working with our senses, but we should be offering everything we do to Krishna with love. Yat karoshi yat ashnasi, yat chahoshi tadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kaunteyat, tat karushva madarpanam. He doesn't just say, do things, eat things. He says, madarpanam. Make it an offering to me. And so when we go on the altar, we know that we should make the offering very nice for Krishna. Now Krishna is telling us in Bhagavad Gita that we should do everything in that same mood of humble devotional service to Him. It's an exalted platform, no doubt. And it's a gradual process, yes. But in the association of devotees, it becomes enlivening to practice it. Raja vidya raja guyam pavitram idam uttamam pratyaksha gavamam dharmyam susukam kartum avyayam. It is very blissful when you're actually practicing. Otherwise, if we just go through the motions, it won't be very blissful. So we have to associate with the high-powered devotees who are always blissful in Krishna consciousness, who are our well-wishers. They actually care for every living entity. Krishna's Suhridam Sarvabhutanam, and his pure devotees are also Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. Those pure devotees will infuse us with enthusiasm, patience, and confidence to practice Krishna bhakti. Even when they chastise us, it will feel like nectar. That is their mercy. Sadhu means to cut. They don't have to pat us on the head to be merciful. But simply by hearing submissively and rendering service to them, then we can acquire knowledge from them. Acquisition of knowledge is not simply out of getting an article or reading a book. Krishna explains to Arjuna how to acquire knowledge. Just try to learn the truth by approaching the spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Krishna doesn't say, just try to learn the truth by going on the internet. We want to acquire everything independently, but we have to hear submissively. We have to take the humble position if we want to really acquire knowledge. Just like in college, if you are always challenging the teacher, you'll never learn anything. And if you try to learn everything simply by reading the book, no one will recognize your knowledge. Because we must surrender to the person who already has knowledge, inquire from him, and render service. So when that change of heart occurs as a result of knowledge, then the cycle continues and we get more knowledge. And the heart changes more. And so it goes, turning by degrees, gradually, to Krishna's lotus feet. In chapter 7, 19, Krishna says, Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate vasudev sarvamiti samahatma sudurlabha. This is the perfection of knowledge, that after many births of jnana, one comes to the realization that everything is Krishna. Everything is Krishna's property, Krishna's energy, or Krishna himself. And such a person, a Mahatma, surrenders to Krishna.
We've already discussed yat karoshi rashnasi, yat jahoshi dadasi, yat tapasyasi kanti, yat tat gurushva madarpanam. This is a mahatma. This is a person who surrendered to Krishna. He tries his level best to offer everything to Krishna. And if someone does that, then he's protected from all the any discrepancies that come in the course of that service. This is Krishna's special mercy. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya chaduskritam. He protects his devotees from all the miscreant rascals. Krishna helps us by protecting. He doesn't do the work for us, but he protects us. So what is the work that we have to do? Srila Prabhupada wants us to be Krishna conscious and spread Krishna consciousness. The first of the seven purposes of ISKCON is to systematically propagate spiritual knowledge to society at large and to educate all peoples in the techniques of spiritual life. And this will check the imbalance of values in life and achieve real unity and peace in the world. So ISKCON is this educational institution where Bhagavad Gita is the center of the curriculum, Srimad Bhagavatam is more advanced, and the postdoctorate is Chaitanya Charitam. Again, the point of this is that we get knowledge. It should cause a change of heart whereupon we become spiritually happy. Only when we're spiritually happy will others be interested in what we have to say, because everyone is simply after happiness. When we chant the holy names, if we're happy, people will be attracted to the holy names. Namachintamani Krishnas Chaitana Rasa Vigraha Purna Shudo Nitya Mukta Abhinatvam Nama Namino. Yes, the holy name of the Lord is non-different from the Lord himself, because there's no difference between the name and the thing which is named on the absolute platform. It's eternally liberated, completely pure, no doubt. However, milk touched by the lips of a serpent has poisonous effect. So if our lips are all poisonous, especially if we're committing aparads, but even if we have simply nam-aparad, then people won't be attracted to the holy name, because we're getting in the way of the holy name. But if we can surrender all day long, through service, through study of the Shastra, through associating with the devotees in a correct way of Vaishnava etiquette, through meditation on the holy names of the Lord, through tasting Krishna Prasadam, through cleaning the temple, through hearing from the great Acharyas, through distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, through all sorts of services, if we can purify our heart through this process of Sankirtan Yajna, then when we chant the holy names of the Lord, because we will be saturated with spiritual happiness, susukam kartam avyayam, because we'll be happy, people will be interested. What is this Hare Krishna they're chanting? They may not understand why they are interested, but they will be interested. Shravan, they will get a little faith, a little interest. And then, sadhu sangha, they'll associate with the devotees to find out just what is going on here. In this way, the Krishna consciousness movement will spread.
Premavanyaya. It is predicted that this world will be saturated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy in the form of a prema tsunami, which will inundate this whole world, whether one is crippled, blind, or any other disqualification, doesn't matter. Equal opportunity mercy. We have to, if we want to participate in that movement, that Krishna consciousness movement, then that's the message of Bhagavad Gita, message of Srimad Bhagavatam, Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, given to us by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada, and by His bona fide representatives who strictly follow, and in that way spread by their causeless mercy this Krishna consciousness movement into the hearts of countless conditioned souls, who then take the responsibility to very scientifically understand this knowledge, scrutinizingly studying it, applying it to change our hearts, and sharing it with everyone we can. The more we try to share Krishna consciousness, the more Krishna will empower us to spread Krishna consciousness. Because Krishna's within the heart, He's Yegatamam prapadyante tamstataiva bhajamyaham. To the extent that we surrender to Krishna, He reciprocates. He gives us the Tesham shatata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upayanti te. To those who are constantly devoted to serving me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. And how is it that we come to Krishna? By giving Krishna to others. That's the mood of the spiritual world. That those who are in Goloka Vrindavan are simply trying to serve the servant of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya said, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not Vaishya, I'm not Shudra, I'm not Vanaprast, I'm not Sannyas, I'm not Grihastha, I'm not Brahmachari, but who am I? Gopi Bratur Pada Kamalur Dasa Dasa Anudan. I'm the servant of the servant of the husband of the gopis. So when we spread Krishna consciousness, we are the servant of every living entity. Jivara Swarup Hoy Krishna Nitya Das. Every living entity is the servant of Krishna, and we are their servant. By giving them Bhagavad Gita, we are their servant. We may not have to tell them, excuse me, Master, but we actually serve them practically by helping them to make an informed decision about Krishna. Someone helped us, so we have now the opportunity to be Krishna conscious and to repay the debt to the spiritual master. We share Krishna consciousness with others. Otherwise, we're misers. And misers are miserable. That's why the word miser is in the word miserable. Miserable. So we don't want to be miserable anymore. Aren't we tired of suffering? I'm tired. I want to get free from this misery. And that's not possible without the mercy of Guru and Krishna. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Bhai Bhakti Lata Bij. We have to remember that I'm not independent. I cannot get out of this misery by myself. But out of all the living entities who are wandering around the Brahmanda, one fortunate living entity who receives the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna gets the Bhakti Lata Beach planted in his heart. It's only by the combined mercy of Guru and Krishna. So, the point is, Trinadapi Sunichena Tarorapi Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. In a humble mood, constantly chant Hare Krishna and tolerate the results of your past sin. Go on chanting, dancing, and feasting. No matter what, the result is strikingly wonderful.
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.